Time now for the original Big Band Serenade with your host, Dennis Humphrey.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome once again to another Big Band Serenade. This is Dennis Humphrey, your host and your guide as we travel back in time, back to the best of the Big Band era. Well, big band lovers, I'm glad you're here with me again today, and welcome to the Big Band Serenade. This week, our featured artist is going to be Orrin Tucker and his orchestra. Though he studied to be a doctor, Orrin Tucker ended up as a singer and a band leader. He was leading a successful and, though not well-known, orchestra in 1939 when a female vocalist came on the scene, Wee Bonnie Baker. They recorded an old World War I tune called Old Johnny, Old Johnny, O in 1939. With the help of her sexy coos and sighs, Tucker found himself with a hit and one of the hottest bands in the country. It was that hit that catapulted the band to national fame. The hit was so big, it won him an invitation to the White House to perform for FDR. It's always interesting to me how things come about in the musical business. Tucker had learned to play the saxophone as a youth and formed his first band while he was in college. An agent from Chicago saw the band and invited them to play in New Orleans. Borrowing money from the bank, Tucker funded the band's trip, though they had no way of getting back. Luckily, while they were in New Orleans, they were invited to perform in Kansas City, where they found their own agent. Now, the story is interesting because in the early years, Tucker was his sole vocalist, until Louis Armstrong pointed him to Bonnie Baker. Her cute voice turned things around for the band, and they got a recording contract with Columbia Records, in which they did record that song that we just listened to, Oh Johnny, Oh Johnny, Oh. It was one of the most popular songs that they had, and it remained popular, reaching number 2 on the pop charts. Other vocalists that joined the band over the years included Helen Lee and Scotty Marsh. During World War II, Tucker served in the Navy as a lieutenant junior grade. He remained active in the music business until health problems forced him to slow down during the 1990s. I'd like to start the show off from 1939 with a wonderful tune sung by Orrin Tucker himself, Little Girl.
A glance at you, man, love from the start, and oh, what a thrill came into my heart. Little girl, with your cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days, and this great wide world will seem divine. Little girl, when you're mine, oh, mine.
He had quite a nice voice, didn't he? Back in 1938, they had signed with Vocalon Records. They were making mostly novelty songs such as What Are Little Girls Made Of? And also they included some ballads. When CBS bought Columbia Records in 1939, the band was bumped up to the label and continued with their similar repertoire, including Would You Mind? And You'd Be Surprised. I'd like to play both of these tunes for your listening pleasure. The first one is Would You Mind? And the second one will be You'd Be Surprised, both from 1939, featuring Bonnie Baker.
Would you mind if I put my arms around you, would you mind? If I sort of just around you, would you mind? A kind of girl like me. Would you mind? If I stole a kiss or two, or would you mind? If I said that I love you, and would you mind? A kind of girl like me. Moonlight and starlight may make us a little bit hazy. You might and I might be just a might slightly bit crazy. Would you mind? If I hold you closer to me, would you mind? If I'm bolder just to see if you could love a kind of girl like me.
I sure did enjoy both of those tunes. They were wonderful, weren't they? In 1938, they had had an engagement at the Palmer House. When they returned in January of 1940, a reviewer of the Chicago Daily Tribune observed, "Miss Baker is a master of timing, that essential element of show business, and wisely confines her mischievous voice with such smile-provoking tunes, such as Stop, It's Wonderful." Here's that tune, Stop, It's Wonderful, from 1939, featuring the 5-foot-tall voice that changed Tucker's band, Wee Bonnie Baker. She did have quite a little mischievous voice, didn't she? Among others in the band was the vocalist Gil Mershon, who is going to sing for us At the Balalaika from 1939.
Balalaika, where there's magic in the sparkling wine and mellow music in the candle shine, I have a rendezvous at the balalaika. Who knows what ecstasy tonight may bring, what lovely melody my heart may sing before the night is through. I hear a violin a haunting gypsy violin. And when it sighs its strangely tender song, I know that I belong at the balalaika. Oh, let me linger there till break of day, where hearts are young and balalaikas play. I have a rendezvous.
In 1940, they released I Love You, I Betcha, featuring the vocalist Bonnie Baker.
I love you, I betcha, I betcha I do. I betcha I love everything you do. I get a funny feeling when you hold my hand. I love you. I love you, I bet you, I bet you I do. I bet you I go for the way you woo. For when you take me in your arms I feel so grand. I love you, I bet you. The way you kiss me when you say goodnight makes me want to sing and dance. I know you shouldn't hold me quite so tight, but who am I to discourage romance? I love you, I bet you, I bet you I do. I bet you, I get you to say I do. And when I get you, then I bet you understand. I love you, I bet you.
Continue with Orrin Tucker and his orchestra releasing in 1941 another little tune featuring Wee Bonnie Baker. Hello, Ma. I did it again.
Then he asked for a kiss, and I gave him a kiss, and then I done it again. I got the funniest yen, and before I knew it, my heart said do it, and I fell in love again.
There's just something about her voice that just brings a smile to your face. And the tunes continue with 1940 release of You've Got What It Takes.
Like a swan, but when you kiss me goodbye, Blonde, you've got what it takes.
You never could sing like Tibbet could. You never did dance the way you should. But when you kiss me, it's so good, you've got what it takes.
Bonnie, I don't want to frighten you with this talk of mine.
Now it's my turn to enlighten you. I don't believe you're lying.
Oh, wherever you go, I'll go there too. If it's Kokomo or Timbuktu, but with my arms around you, woo, you've got what it takes. What have I got that you haven't got?
You've got what it takes.
Well, I guess you're starting to think that Bonnie Baker was the only vocalist that he had, but remember I said previously that he was the vocalist for the band before she came along. Our next tune is How Many Times from 1939.
times have you said, I love you? How many times have you said, I'll be true? How many wonderful sweeties have you told that to? How many times that certain feeling troubled you so you'll hit the ceiling? How many hands have you held all alone? How many lips have you pressed to your own? Hate to think that you kissed too many, but I'd feel worse if you hadn't kissed any. Please tell me how many times.
Next tune comes from that 1940 return to the Palmer House, which features Bonnie Baker in a tune called Billy. Continue listening to this great music by Warren Tucker and his orchestra. In 1940, he released If I Could Be a Dummy on Your Knee, and of course it features Bonnie Baker. Big band lovers, I sure hope you enjoyed this show as much as I enjoyed doing it. His orchestra had such a wonderful sound, and of course with the addition of Bonnie Baker, let me quote Tucker in his own words. I always thought that what people wanted came first. There are so many musicians that said, regardless of what the public wants, I'll play what I want to play. I've always tried to play the music that people were fond of, and to play the music in a way that they wanted to hear it. And also in a way that was easy for them to dance to. Well, from what we've heard from the show today, I think that he achieved everything that he set out to do. While his orchestra may not be a household name, his orchestra is just one more of the wonderful orchestras from the big band era that I hope brought a little sunshine to each one of you today. If you have any comments, you can always send them to rmcomments@gmail.com. I'm going to close the show today with his theme song, Drifting and Dreaming. Bye-bye. Have a great week.